It's time for Barbecue Nation with JT. So fire up your grill, light the charcoal, and get your smoker cooking. Now, from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in Portland, here's JT.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Nation. That's the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with my two co-conspirators here, Commander Dave and Commander Chris. Why we call them that, I have no idea, but that's what we call them. We're coming to you from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in downtown Portland, Oregon. And for all of our affiliates on the Barbecue Nation and the Envision Radio Networks, we thank you for listening. Well, he's done it again. It was another huge win for Tuffy Stone and his Cool Smoke team. This time it was at Memphis in May, and Tuffy is going to be joining us here in a couple of minutes and tell us about that and some other accomplishments he's had. Our musical guest this week is Mary Chafin Carpenter. And as usual, we'd like to thank the folks at Painted Hills Natural Beef for sponsoring part of Barbecue Nation. Beef that you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That is Painted Hills Natural Beef. Tuffy, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Thanks for having me, man. I am good. How's life in the big city?
Everything is good. We're just working on a new barbecue trailer that's been a little bit more complicated than I had realized, but it's I'm sorting through it. I haven't got the kit mounted on yet, but hopefully in the next day or so, because I'm going up to Washington, D.C. This weekend, actually, and cook a barbecue competition.
Well, good for you. Good for you. So tell us about Memphis in May. Man, you hit a home run there again.
Oh my gosh, it was so unbelievable. I still can't believe that we did as well as we did, but it's slowly sinking in. So Memphis in May is, you know, a lot going on down there. It's a complicated competition. You have to load in by Wednesday before the weekend, so we have to leave actually Tuesday morning in order to make that happen. And so we took two vehicles down, a van loaded full equipment and truck pulling my double barrel Jambo. And we had our team together and went down there and started setting up on Wednesday. And then we did the contest Friday and Saturday, and we entered shoulders. I cook 8 whole shoulders for this competition. We'll have one for each on-site. So for those who aren't familiar with Memphis in May, there's a couple of components to it. One is you build a blind box, which is very similar to a lot of competitions. And then as soon as you turn in your blind box, there's no garnish allowed. There's no greenery or no aluminum foil or anything. You just turn in your meat. You can choose to turn your sauce in on the side if you like as well. But you turn that in, and as soon as you do your blind box, you then immediately will have 3 different on-site judges come to you, and you present a whole shoulder to each of those on-site judges. So you need a whole shoulder for each of those judges. So there's 3. I like to have 2 to build a blind box from, and then you need another shoulder or 2 in case you make finals. So we did the blind box, and then we did our 3 on-site, and I felt like those went well. And then after that, I had to drive over to Little Rock, Arkansas, and pick up this trailer that I was just telling you about. I had to go and pick that up. So me and a friend who's on the team, Charles Cribbin, we actually got an Uber and drove over and paid for this trailer, and then we came back. And so in Memphis in May, you either cook pork shoulders, the whole thing, or you cook whole hog, or you cook ribs. And the top 3 in each category make what's called finals. And they pull up in a golf cart. And it's very exciting if you make finals. And you know that if you get into finals, you know you're going to be at least in the top 3, and you're going to get a nice big trophy. And it's very exciting. So you're sitting there in our spot and just kind of waiting. And all of a sudden, we hear this loud roar of cheer. And it's Chris Lilly and Big Bob Gibson's team. There's one team between us and them. So we're right beside each other pretty much. And they're just roaring and they're so happy. And I'm like, and you know, you're not surprised when Big Bob Gibson makes finals in Memphis and May. I mean, they have won that contest more than anybody, and they've won shoulders so many times. So I was just thinking, all right, I knew they were going to get it. And then, like, seconds later, Ambassador comes up, and we made finals, too. So it was super, super exciting. it was super exciting. And so then, you know, and I feel like I'm taking over talking on your show here, but this is kind of how the process goes. So next thing you got to do, everybody that made finals has to get ready, and you have to serve four judges this time. The four final judges will sample the three best ribs, the three best shoulders, and the three best whole hogs. And then they will decide, and it's comparative judging. They will decide who's going to win the whole thing, who's going to be first place in shoulders and first place in hog, and, you know, they sort it all out. So the team, we had an amazing team. They've all cooked with me before, and we had to get fast, you know, busy at getting ready for finals presentation.
Do you have to cook more at when they come and tell you, when the ambassador comes and tells you that, you know, you've made the finals? Do you have to cook more shoulders, or do you just use the ones you have?
No. So what you do, or what I do, I stagger cook two shoulders, and I put those on after my other ones go on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make finals, then you have something you need those for. And if you don't make finals, then you've got, you know, two whole shoulders that you can give to your friends and your family, but you're not going to be serving them to the judges. So I stagger cooked. I stagger cooked two shoulders in hopes that we needed them for finals. And we were blessed that day that we did indeed need them.
You were blessed that day, Tuffy. But
yes, sir.
You've got a pretty long record, a positive, good record as far as when it comes to competitions and stuff, everywhere from, you know, Kansas City to Memphis to just about anywhere you go, I think.
Yeah, we've been really, I tell people from time to time that if we never, ever win again, we've still won more than our fair share. So we've just been so fortunate on the circuit and, you know, between the Jack and the Royal and Memphis and May, we've had some fairy tale kind of days before.
Well, it's well deserved, my friend. Well deserved. You work very hard, and you've got good. I don't know if Child's ever told you. Child has been on this show before too.
I think I'll be seeing him a little bit later today. But Child has been on my team 2 years now in a row. That was what was really great this year, is everybody that was on the team had been with me at least two times down there. Some of which have been with me down there more than two, but we got really dialed in, had good plans, good timeline. Everybody had specific, you know, missions on the team. So it was just, this year was the most fluid ever. It really was great. And Charles is he's a good friend, and you know, of course, he lives right here in Richmond, and Randy lives here in Richmond, and my dad and Jesse and childhood friend France Berger, Jared McDonald. He came from New Zealand. He actually helped me. I taught a class in New Zealand, I guess it was last year, and he helped me with that class. And so I invited him over last year to Memphis, and he came for the first time, and then he came again this time. And of course, then we got my dad, who's an anchor, and Chet from Texas, who's been with me he's been with me three times now, I believe. But anyways, really solid team.
Tuffy, I want you to hold that thought. We got to take a break, but we're going to be back with, with Tuffy right after this on Barbecue Nation. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. BarclaysBuySellPawn.com. Everybody, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. We've got Tuffy Stone from Cool Smoke, the big winner at Memphis in May again. But before we get back to talk to Tuffy, if you'd like to email us, it's bbqnation@salempdx.com. That's bbqnation@salempdx.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Barbecue Nation with JT. Pretty much, and SoundCloud. That's where we lodge and archive the shows. We're going to break 100,000 listens here probably in the next month. And so that's at Barbecue Nation with JT. So let's get back with Tuffy Stone. So we were talking at the end of the last segment where you're kind of waiting. You've made the cut, so to speak. And now the tension's got to be building inside you.
Oh, man. You know, probably a lot of your barbecue competitors you get on your show and listen to your show can probably relate to. I've never really enjoyed the awards part of competition barbecue. You work so hard to do your best, and it's a lot of challenges, and it can be stressful, and you don't get enough sleep and all these things, and so then you go to awards, and it's like, now it's time to learn how the judges thought about your food. And so I've always kind of just not enjoyed that end of it. So anyways, that day was going to not be so bad because we made finals. So we knew we were getting one of the big metal Memphis May trophies. And so we were set up, standing pretty much by Chris, and we had had some nice words before awards, and we were just kind of, so they got into calling third, and they called Red Hot Smokers, and Red Hot is just a great, great husband and wife team. And they're just a long-standing Memphis MA team, and they've done really, really well there. And so they got close to third. So I'm like, we probably got second. Chris literally had posted a picture of his pork shoulder on Instagram that day. And it was so beautiful, and I was like, "Man, that's a pretty shoulder." So I thought, I don't know if we cooked something better than that or not. So then they go to call second, and so at that point I can barely breathe, and then they call Big Bob Gibson's for second, which meant that we were going to be first, and I was blown away, and the team was blown away, and my dad was crying, and it was very exciting. So we went up to the stage, and we received, first place and shoulders. And so you go back behind the stage, just even talking through this with you, JT, is like, it's hard to breathe a little bit right now, but, remembering the experience, but anyways, we went behind the stage and we took pictures, and a storm was coming through. So the way Memphis MA works is, so now they have first place ribs and first place whole hog cooker up on the stage. And we were having our pictures taken. They said, "Come on, Cool Smoke, get it back on the stage. The storm's coming. We got to find out who won this thing." So we rush back up and get on stage. And the MC is like, "All right, who's going to win? Is it going to be Red Hot?" It's building up drama and everything. And so then they go, "And the winner is," and they call it Cool Smoke. And I don't know if you've seen any of the images online.
I have.
Even talking to you right now, it's like, I still can't believe it. It's, I don't know if I'll ever believe it. It's great when they call us for.
Well, you've won, Tuffy, you've won some pretty big things in your career. Is this, would you say Memphis in May, and you're not dissing anybody, any of the other competitions, but would you say this was like the coolest thing you won? No pun intended, with Cool Smoke?
You know, the first time that we won a world championship at the American Royal Invitational, there wasn't a picture taken of me where I wasn't crying, because when I first started cooking, I thought, man, it'd be so amazing just to get invited to cook the American Royal Invitational one day.
Oh, yeah.
And so winning that was just like, it was surreal. I just couldn't believe it. And so that was pretty special. You know, they're all special. I mean, the Jack, we've been blessed to win that three times, and every time it's got a story behind it. The American Royal Open, I think there was 550 teams competing, and so that was like crazy. But I guess what's cool about Memphis in May is, you know, I started off pretty much a KCBS type of cook, and so to come down there and to win Memphis in May, being someone that was predominantly a KCBS type of cooker, I think that was pretty cool. But honestly speaking, JT, you know what's great about winning Memphis in May is I've been, you know, I have a 2019 world championship under you know, to put on our resume, and uh-huh. So I think what's beautiful about it is it's just fresh and it's current, and but they're all amazing. I mean, all these contests are so amazing, and the volunteers that work on these things, whether it be the Royal or the Jack or Houston Livestock Rodeo Show or Memphis in May, they just work so hard, and they're just amazing people. And it's just, I think combination of that and just barbecue as a whole, I think it's just the essence of the spirit. That's just so, it's a beautiful thing. And so anyways, I don't know. I'm just really fortunate. Really blessed. And
that's okay, man. That's okay. But you know, they're good people.
They're really, really, really great people. And our team and the other teams, and it's just a population of really, really great people. And I think it's really nice to be around.
Yeah, it is. And that always makes things easier. And not just from the competition standpoint, but it's easier when there's no underlying tension, when there's no bad apple, so to speak. Maybe that's not a good comparison, but it's much easier when you're working with good, nice people who have dedicated themselves to an event. That makes it that much nicer when you go home with the big trophy and the big check.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I just, it's very amazing.
Yes, it is. We're going to take another break here on The Nation. Tuffy and I will be back after a few messages from our supporting sponsors. And we're going to go over a few more things about Memphis in May right after this. It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033, 503-982-2033. That's Barclays, buysellpawn.com. Welcome back to The Nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation here on the Envision Radio Network and the Barbecue Nation Radio Network. Kind of funny. I don't think Tuffy could hear it because we usually don't punch the music in that early. The song, the intro into this segment, Tuffy, was Mary Chafin Carpenter's I Feel Lucky. So I never even thought about that. Never even thought about that when I was picking the music for this show. But there you go. Well, you were saying at the last... the last segment, you had been kind of a KCBS kind of guy, and I understand that completely. But did you have to change any of your process to do Memphis in May?
Well, so the thing about it is so being, you know, cooking KCBS style competition for so many years, I focused on just the pork butt and not the whole shoulder. And with Memphis and May, you got to cook the whole shoulders. That means you got to cook the butt attached to the picnic. And so the first time I ever did it was 2010 at Memphis and May. And I did some practice cooks, but to cook a whole shoulder in comparison to a Boston butt, there's a lot of nuances that are different. So where that joint is that connects the butt to the picnic, if you're not careful, that whole joint will just pop on you and explode, and it won't look very pretty. And so I had to really, I have to make some changes in regards to that specifically. Another thing that's interesting is on the on-site, whether it be for finals or the three preliminary judges, you're serving them from that whole shoulder right in front of them.
Right.
So there's no doctoring it up. Where with a blind box, we can sprinkle an additional seasoning on it. We can brush a little sauce on it. We can do this and that.
Sure.
But with on-site, you're going right. You're serving those judges right from that shoulder, right in front of them. So it's very revealing, and so you need to make that shoulder be able to taste great standalone. And honestly speaking, I still have a lot to learn. Let's just put it this way. The last time I cooked a whole shoulder since Memphis in May was the Memphis in May the year before.
Oh my.
So, yeah. I think between television and having cooked barbecue for so long, this part has gotten pretty well. Look, I've taken up all your, you don't use tape anymore, but I'm using up all your memory.
No, however.
You're recording this, but the whole presentation part, you know, I bring you in and I say, hey, JT, my name is Tuffy Stone and this is Cool Smoke and we're from Richmond, Virginia. And this is my father. You know, you do this whole spiel to explain your processes. You know, this is my rub and this is what's in it. And this is my pork. And this is what I look for when I'm selecting my pork. And this is the pit that I cook on. And this is the wood that I use and why. And you go through these processes. And so if you haven't done that before, you know, KCBS, we built four blind boxes and that's it. And so if you haven't done the presentation before, it's just something you got to kind of sort through and get comfortable with. And some people are really comfortable public speaking and some are not. But that's part of the process too. So that's a big change.
Well, you got to put on a little bit of a show for them. You know, there's some showmanship in that, if you will, you know.
There is, you know. I think at the end of the day, the meat's going to be the star. But we can ruin a very well cooked shoulder by being clunky in our presentation. It's probably no different than going out to a nice restaurant, and if you have good food and bad service, you probably don't have that good a time. And if you have good service and bad food, you probably don't have that good a time. So you got to do both.
Yeah. No. It's tough. I mean, but you know, you're there. You polish your presentation. I'm sure you. Well, you're a, no pun intended, Tuffy, you're a seasoned pro at this by now. You know, the you're not in a styrofoam box.
I know I'm seasoned. You know, it's so funny. It's like, the last three summers, I've cooked dinners at the James Beer House in New York, and they started referring to me as an elder statesman barbecue.
Oh, geez.
And I thought, oh my gosh, I need to shave, get this gray away, because, you know, I don't feel that old. I don't feel like I'm an elder statesman, but anyway, so I'm definitely seasoned.
Well, if you're seasoned, then I'm the salt of the earth. How's that with the gray?
That's perfect. That's perfect.
That's all good. Where do you go from here? I mean, you won Memphis, so, you've won everything. Do you keep out there swinging every year, or what are you going to do?
Well, you know, my dad loves it so much. You know, we're so fortunate to be able to go and do this as a father and son. It brings so much joy for him. So I feel a certain need to do this. We don't cook, you know, you talk about Charles. I think Charles cooked like I don't know. He cooks somewhere between 25 and 35 contests, maybe 35. I can't remember. But, you know, Dad and I usually cook about, I don't know, 7 or 8 times a year. Actually, Memphis in May was the first time that we've competed this year. So, you know, we'll keep doing a little bit of competition barbecue. I'm really enjoying teaching. I'm really enjoying doing festivals where I get to see the people's faces of the food that I cook for. So I did South Beach Food and Wine in February, and I did Charleston Wine and Food in March, and I'm, you know, I did Firebox and St. Simon's Island down in Georgia last year. So I'm enjoying doing those kind of festivals. We're working on a new restaurant and a new market concept here in Richmond, and so hopefully that's going to get underway here soon. And, you know, just keep, I'm like you. You just make a new list every day and keep chipping away.
Yep. No, that is true. That is true. So I've got a question to ask you. It doesn't have much to do with barbecue, but you were a Marine, weren't you? Tuffy?
I was. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was jarhead for 4 years, and it was a life-changing experience for me, and I'd probably have to give credit to being the person I am today with what the Marine Corps did for me, and just took me from a young, immature man to have more discipline and be able to get through complicated and tough-going things in life.
Do you think that that helped you in your cooking too? I mean, you know, I think sometimes people, when they listen to this show, they think, especially when we're talking to competitive barbecue people, you know, they think, oh, it's okay. I've got my Coleman cooler and I've got this and I'm going to go down to the river and they're having a barbecue contest and we're going to do this and put the chicken or the ribs on or do whatever. But to be successful, I think half of your effort is actually in the prep work. That's just me. That's a number I use. Okay. So, yeah. In your world, what did the service help you do to become as disciplined? 'Cause you can't go do what you're doing. If you're just throwing stuff in a couple of Yetis and a Coleman and you're pulling a, you know, a handmade 55-gallon drum that's cut in half, you know?
Well, discipline and focus are, they're just, that's just part of my, who I am. And the Marine Corps really put that in me. Going to Parris Island as a young man, I learned a lot about discipline and focus and learning how to do a job right the first time versus, you know, half-assing it and having to do it over again. So that helped me. I went from being in the Marine Corps to apprenticing under a very disciplined French chef, Chef Alain. So that was a continuation. I think good food, maybe it's true with everything. Maybe it's true with all lots of different types of work. I mean, being focused, you know, Lene Oxley and you and I were speaking offline, and Lene shared with me something that I had said to her years ago that she carries every day. And this, I'm a man full of lots of sayings. And one of my sayings is the harder I work, the luckier I get. And so when I go to Memphis in May, whenever I have an opportunity to cook, especially in a world championship, I work my ass off. Mm-hmm. I put my head down and I stay focused and I try and not leave anything on the table in terms of my efforts. And the Marine Corps just took me from a young, immature, irresponsible man and taught me how to be disciplined and how to execute and how to focus. And it's just helped me with all of my endeavors in life.
There you go. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap up this part of the show with Tuffy Stone right after this. Don't go away. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. BarclaysBuySellPond.com. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Envision Radio Network and the Barbecue Nation Radio Network. And geez, every network you can think of, really, actually. We've got Tuffy Stone with us. Tuffy and Cool Smoke just won Memphis in May, and that is a huge deal if you're not on the competitive barbecue side of things. It's a huge deal, and it's got a lot of meaning to the people that do win it, and Tuffy's been explaining that to us. But one thing I wanted to ask you, do you have a bucket list for your career?
No, I got friends that have bucket lists. You know, when I first started competition barbecue, I wanted to get a Jambo pit. I saw a Jambo pit at my first competition that I ever cooked in Lynchburg, Virginia, which just happened to be my hometown that I traveled to cook this contest. And it was Johnny Triggs, and I didn't even know who Johnny Triggs was at the time. And so some people explained to me who he was, and I went over and introduced myself, and I saw that pit. I was like, man, I'd love to get one of those pits. So I put together, I'm very bad at typing, so I typed out this proposal for my wife that was a proposal of essentially why she should let me buy a Jambo. So one evening, I poured her a glass of red wine.
Uh-huh.
And then I poured her another one. And then I started to go through this proposal. And in this proposal, I said that maybe I could win, I didn't say that. I said maybe I could get invited to the American Royal Invitational if I had a cooker like a Jambo, because they're just such a good tool to cook meat on.
Oh, sure.
And I had a couple of, I wish I still had that proposal. I don't, but that was some of my early ponderings back in 2004. JT, I would have never in my life imagined the journey that barbecue has taken me on. I've been able to go and cook for the troops in Kuwait. I've been to New Zealand and Australia and the Netherlands and British Columbia. And just so many, you know, books, you know, all this stuff. And I would have never in my life imagined that. But I never had a bucket list. I don't have a bucket list. And if I were to try and create a bucket list today, I don't even know what I could put on it, because it's just been such an amazing journey that I've been so fortunate to be, you know, be on. And so, but no, I don't have a bucket list.
Well, you know, I've started asking people that question on the show not long ago. And like you, I guess my bucket list would be on the golf course. You know, I like to play golf. And so if I could, you know, if I could play at Augusta, or if I could play, you know, Pebble Beach, without having to spend $500 for the round to golf, you know, those would kind of be my bucket list type things. But really, like you, I've been very blessed in a lot of things that I've done. I'm good. I'm happy. You know,
I'm happy too.
Yeah. Have you got anything coming up the rest of the year? I mean, you've got...
I'm going to Sweden, and I'm teaching a class in Sweden, and I'm excited about that. I've been working on these rubs and sauces that I just released, and I'm excited about where that's going to potentially go.
How's your book selling?
You know, I think the book's selling well, and that was a lot of work. It's amazing how much work went into that, but the book's selling well, and so I'm pleased with that. What else I got going on? I told you I got the restaurant and the market I'm working on now, so that's going to be exciting when that gets underway. We're winning Memphis in May. Gave us an automatic invitation to the Jack Daniel's World Barbecue Invitational, so yep, we know we get to go to the Holler again, so we're excited about that.
So have you, in the years since, though, and with all this success, have you had to write another proposal for your wife for anything in particular?
No. she's very supportive. And, my grandfather used to tell me when I was a young boy, he said, to marry somebody that you're better together than you are by yourself.
Yep.
And I definitely married up. My wife, Leslie, is... very amazing woman, and she's very
you know, we were partners together in our business, and she's so supportive and helps me whack through my responsibilities. And she's just, I can't say enough great things about my wife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you on there, pal, because I definitely took a couple steps up the ladder when I got married. So, you know, it's pretty helpful. Tuffy, you got to go and I got to go, but we will be doing in the next short period of time the after hour show when we can.
Looking forward to it.
And we will do it. So thanks for taking the time to be with us today. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me again, JT. Always love being on your show.
No problem. That's going to wrap it up for the regular show this week. We'll be back. Well, actually, we'll be back in a few minutes with hour two. But other than that, Tuffy will be back on after hours in the next few days. So take care, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD LLC Productions in association with Envision Networks and Salem Media Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2019.